You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Hi, Steven.
Yes?
This is Tim Ensign from Verizon Wireless. Says, calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. It's 9847.
Why?
It's just going to be changed. It expired a couple of years ago. And it's we can change it now.
Wait a minute. I've been here a couple of years, and I changed my phone number a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's when it expired.
To this number.
Well, we're just going to be
changing. How would it expire if I just got it then?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
So why does it expire?
Sir, I was monkeying around in your account, and I just changed it by accident, okay? I'm so sorry. But it's not going to cost you anything. I just need to give you your new phone number.
What? Okay, is this through track phone?
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just in there. I was just looking around, and I accidentally changed the number. I think I, like, you know how you butt dial numbers sometimes? I think I just.
Why can't you change it back?
I don't know how to do that. I'm not trained for that.
Well, is there somebody above you I can talk to?
I don't want to tell anyone anything because, you know, that could give me
But I've,
give me
I've got
trouble.
This phone number associated with my banks, with all kinds of things.
Yeah, so give your banks your new phone number then. Duh.
That's what I mean. I have to contact so many different people.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What the hell is this call?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you a new phone number. Do you want to write this down?
I'll write it down.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. All
right, it's area code 509.
Wait a minute. I'm in Arkansas.
I know. That phone number is going to be in Washington. The state of Washington, not D.C., okay?
Why? Why?
Because we're running low on Arkansas phone numbers.
This is a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, it's like 501, but it's just 509 instead.
Then how did you call me if on my number if it's expired?
Oh, I called you on this new phone number, this 5091. Yeah, your 479.
How did it get?
Look, your old 479 number. If anyone calls that from now on, it's going to say it's disconnected.
This is a bunch of crap.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I'm a new employee. And things happen. It's gonna say,
what is the new phone number?
509-666-6969. So it's an easy
That's
one.
That's a weird phone number.
Yeah, it's an easy one to remember. There's lots of sixes and nines.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're welcome.
No, I'm not.
And I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain on the phone with me.
What?
You just took the name of the Lord in vain.
Who are you?
My name is Tim Henson, Distorted View, and I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain like that. Just saying Jesus all willy-nilly.
This is a nutty fucking phone call.
Okay, well, are you going to apologize?
No, fuck you.
It's time to enjoy some prank calls with Roy. So sit down, relax, and shut the fuck up. Roll up some weed, or whatever you need, and fill up your Four Loko cup. He's changing your number while kissing your lips and killing the grass on your lawn. Then he asks you to meet by the Dairy Queen Street. But the moment you get there, he's already gone. It's the Snowplow Show. We know that you stole our blue pen. It's the Snowplow Show. Don't give us snake eyes again. Motherfucker.
Hey everybody, guess what? It's a brand new episode of the Snowplow Show, and it's brought to you by Todd L, Theo P, Austin E, KC Deeply, and Roy the Magnificent. Thanks everyone that supports us on the Patreon and stuff. Hi, I'm your host Brad. This is my show, and I have an exciting announcement for you all. The hardcover PLA book is basically out. It's been out for several days now on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and search for Phone Losers of America book, make sure it's the book with the payphone on the front of it and not the zine book. I think the zine book is still up. And you go to that one and you can select hardcover now. And I haven't done it yet, but I need to put a hardcover version up on the Bandcamp page, which is the place you would buy it if you wanted it signed by me. So hopefully I'll do that tonight or maybe tomorrow. You'll basically be pre-ordering because I don't have the books here yet, but I have some on the way. And I think I'll be able to make them cheaper on the Bandcamp page, too. It's weird how the pricing stuff works. On Amazon, it's $25, but I think maybe on the Bandcamp, I can do maybe $20 instead of $25. That's what it seems like on those ones that I ordered already. But if you're interested in a hardcover copy of the book, it's on Amazon. Go get a copy. I don't know why you would want it. It's exactly the same as the paperback book. It's just got a fancy hardcover on it. Today's a pretty good show. I recorded half of this on Tuesday this week and the rest of it earlier today. And I think they were funny calls. I know at least one lady exploded at me. So there's at least one good one. In this prank call segment I'm about to play, it's going to sound throughout the entire thing like I'm eating a bag of snacks the whole time. And I swear it's not that. I'm just handling piles of thermal paper, you know, receipt paper. It's very crinkly and it's kind of annoying. I didn't try very hard to erase it from the show. So you're just going to have to deal with it. Sorry about all the crinkly sound over the next 30 or 40 minutes. I have a big old pile of paperwork here, thanks to Vagina Man. What's his name? Lamborghini? Labia Lamborghini? I've got easily 100 receipts here, and the first one I've pulled out is from September, and these are receipts from a certain pizza place. I wonder which one. So all I see is the name and the phone number. If there's an address, I think I see that. It doesn't seem to tell me what they ordered, but maybe some of the receipts do. I don't know. I've just got wads and wads of receipts here, all shoved in a little box. And I thought I'd call them up today and see what kind of answers we can get.
Hello?
Hey, is this Matt?
No.
Bullshit, it's not. Getting real tired of your shit, Matt. This is Steve Day from Domino's. You ordered a pizza from us a while back.
Oh, yeah, Matt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, suddenly you know who Matt is.
Yeah, it's my dad's account.
You're so full of shit. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you what I was going to tell you. Because you lied to me.
What?
I'm not going to tell you what I was supposed to tell you. You know, the corporate office told me I need to call you up and tell you about this thing from when you ordered your pizza. But you know what? I'm tired of your shit, Matt. You're pretending you're not Matt. And make me feel like a big dummy.
Bro, what?
I don't appreciate it. You only ordered $25. You ordered $25 worth of pizza from us, and I don't care. Whatever.
Bro,
I'm just calling to tell you I don't like you, okay?
Cool.
How come you pretended you weren't Matt?
Because it's my dad's account. I'm Jacob.
Bullshit.
I just ordered under his account.
Bullshit. Why don't you grow the fuck up and order under your own account?
Bro, I'm so confused.
I ain't your bro, cowboy.
Y'all not want me to order anymore?
Look, I want you to hang up the motherfucking phone. I've got more people to call.
What?
I got more people to call.
Who is this?
I told you already, it's Steve Dave from Domino's Pizza.
Is who?
Steve Dave from Domino's Pizza.
Who?
All right, I'm hanging up. You're being a real asshole.
What's your name?
Asshole! That's my name.
What's your name?
Asshole! Say it back.
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
What? I don't know what that is you just said, but you need to hang the fuck up.
I'm just confused.
Well, hang up then.
You call me.
So, you can still hang up? Hang up that motherfucking phone. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
What's up?
It was a yes or no question?
Yeah.
Which one? Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Either one.
Well, wow, you have both. You must be rich. Okay, write this down. Dear Matt, I don't like you. Love the manager, okay. The manager of the pizza place.
Okay.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
Well, why don't you like me?
That's none of your business.
Do I order too much pizza?
If I liked you, I would tell you, but I don't.
Do I order too much pizza?
If I ever see you again, I'm going to tickle you.
I'm so confused, Fred.
Good. Good. All right, bye. I hung up on him. I didn't really have any information on that one, but he answered, and that was my very first call today. Maybe I'll have that good of an answer rate on all of these. Oh, here's one that shows everything they ordered back in August of 2025. I guess that won't do me much good now. They're not even going to remember any of this stuff.
Hello.
Oh, hey, is this Denise?
Yeah.
Okay, this is James from the apartment, from the office here at the apartments.
What apartment?
What?
What apartment?
Here at the apartments, the ones here on the Glendale. Ma'am, can you tell that baby?
Oh, okay.
Can you please tell that baby to shut the fuck up? Because it's really hard to hear you.
Oh, goodbye.
Well, no, don't hang up. I'm trying to, she was in an apartment. I was going to make up something wrong with her apartment, but none of us want to listen to that damn baby, do we? I'm kind of glad she hung up.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. Is this Amber?
Yes.
Okay. This is, Steve Dave from the office here at the apartments.
Yes.
And, we got a box for you here. Like, they brought it here to the office.
I'm sorry, what office are you talking about exactly?
Oh, just the front office up here. You know where the pool is?
Of Carolina Creek?
Yeah.
Okay. I moved out last year.
I know, but are you still around here? Because you need to come.
Yeah, my boyfriend actually lives there. I was about to go see him.
Yeah, you need to get someone to come and get your shit out of here. There's a box, and it's in our way.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
Are you guys open at the front?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have that boyfriend of yours come and get your shit out of here. If you don't...
I'm sorry, do I know you?
If you don't mind. No, I'm just... It's kind of getting on my nerves, because it's been here all day, pretty much. And
okay, again, I haven't lived there in a year,
I know. Why would you be mailing stuff here, then? Like, come here and get your shit out of here.
Okay, I'm on the way. Thank you.
How long's it going to take? All right, Amber's on the way to the apartments, which are probably closed, but that's okay because her boyfriend lives there, I think. Is that what she said? So they can hang out for a little bit. You're welcome, Amber. See, that's another problem. This is another college town, and people move out way too quickly.
Hello, this is Skylar.
Hey, Skylar. It's Steve Dave with the landlord's office. Hello?
Okay, how can I help you?
We have a box here. They delivered it here to our office instead of to your place, I guess. So,
Was it supposed to be delivered to my house or where are you?
I don't know.
What does it say on the package?
It's Skylar, but it's got our address on it. And it's
okay. And what was your office name again? I'm sorry.
Oh no, I never said that. Anyway, you need to come and get your shit out of here, okay? Just ASAP. It's been here on the office floor all day.
I mean, I haven't had any packages, so I don't, I mean.
I know that it's here. The package is here. You need to come get your shit out of here.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the landlord's office. Yeah, just, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but maybe first thing in the morning.
Well, I mean, I don't rent, so I don't know. I don't rent.
Oh, you don't still live on Summer Haven?
I do live on Summer Haven, but I own.
You own Unit A?
Yes, I own Unit A.
Okay, well, you need to come here and get your shit out of our office.
Well, why are you being ugly?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't mean to be like that. It's just, you know, the box has been here all day. I'm real tired of it.
Well, where is your office?
I can't give that address out if you don't know it. Like, you're not even a tenant.
What? Who are you? I'm so confused.
You said
what is my last name?
You said you don't even have a box. So I could just keep this box.
I don't think I have a box. Well, I don't think I have a package that is being sent. But if you don't say what office you are, then I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the landlord's office. You know, Royco LLC? I didn't know what else to say. She doesn't rent, you guys. She has a Unit A, but she doesn't rent. It looks like a duplex. I don't know. I guess it's a condo or something. It's very confusing. But that's what she gets for being named Skylar.
Hello.
Hi, Phoebe.
This is she.
Hi. I am calling from UPS. We have this package here that I delivered it to you already, but I wasn't able to leave it at your house. So.
Sorry.
What?
Okay. Oh, where is it?
Well, do you know where Elm Street is when you're leaving your neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I left it right there in the corner. I think there was a stop sign on the corner, and I just kind of shoved the box kind of like back where the big tree is.
What was the issue with leaving it on the front porch? Sorry.
Oh, I'm not allowed in your neighborhood anymore. Not since the incident.
I'm sorry, I'm very confused.
Oh, I'm just not allowed all the way back there in your neighborhood within a certain number of feet. I'm just not allowed to go back there. You live like way back there. So, yeah, I left it right on the corner of an Elm where the stop sign is.
Okay.
It's in a neighbor's yard. I kind of put it in the tree.
And you said you're with UPS?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Steve Dave.
Okay.
And it had your name on it. It had Phoebe and all that.
Okay. What's the last name on it?
It's a big, long, stupid one. That's a real name.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Are you going to come and get it now? Because I did this like 30 minutes ago. I don't want anyone to steal it.
Yes.
You do want someone to steal it?
No.
Okay.
What's going on? What's this
camera? Alrighty. Thank you for the information.
Tell that man in the background just to shut the fuck up. I'm trying to let you know where your box is. Oh. Well, darn it. The husband came in and screwed everything up because he's one of those just hang up people. I don't think that call was really going anywhere anyway.
Hello?
Hey, is this Logan?
Logan who?
Logan.
Oh.
What, you got a lot of Logans? You got a lot of Logans there? You wanted to make sure it's the right one? Because there's so many Logans?
Nah.
Nah? Anyway, I'm calling from the landlord's office.
What landlord office?
Oh, you know what landlord office. You know where you pay your rent for apartment number 2? And we got a box here for you.
You know this is a government phone, right?
No, I don't have a government phone. It's just a normal, regular phone. It's a Google Pixel. Anyway, you need to come and get your box out of our office, sir.
Who do you think you're calling?
I'm calling Logan. Probably the only Logan you've ever known. But you got to pretend there's a bunch of Logans there.
I don't know a fucking Logan.
Well,
don't call this phone again.
Hey, I'll call this phone as much as I want. It's a government number, after all. I'm allowed to call.
Hello?
Hey, Spencer. Spencer.
Why does it say, Dollar General for your name?
Because I'm calling from Dollar General. Duh.
That is actually insane.
What?
That's actually insane.
No, it's not. It's like you just go to Dollar General and use their phone. And then my caller ID will say Dollar General. Duh, Spencer. Why is that so funny?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm at Dollar General right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the back room. And we got a box here for you. You need to come here and get this box. Come here and get your shit out of here, Spencer.
Yeah. Which Dollar General?
Oh, you know which one.
Yeah, it's gonna be about a month until I'm back there to get it.
I don't care. Good. Motherfucker.
All right, I'll see you later.
I hope you laugh so much you have a heart attack. What?
I'll see you later, Mr. General.
Hey, how dare you? You take that back. Well, shit, I'm probably calling it the worst time ever if students aren't going to be back in this area for another month. I mean, the ones that don't live there, anyway. And yes, I am calling from the Dollar General. I wanted to pick a local number that didn't say spam on it. I have another line here that's for the Domino's that these receipts are from, but since I'm not really calling as Domino's, I don't see much point in using their number, so why not? I'll just use the Dollar General.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi. This is David from the rental office. You know, okay. For the
apartment. Like my apartment complex?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a box here. We got a box here. It's under your name.
Oh, hey. Is that the office?
Yeah, you need to come get your shit out of here.
Oh.
Because it's been like here in the office, kind of in the way all day. We've been kicking it.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave from the rental office.
You said, okay. What's my rental office?
Well, for the apartment 106.
What's it called?
Look. Do you want your box or not? Because I'll just throw your box outside. I'll just open it up and dump all the contents out in the lawn.
Okay, I didn't know my shit was out there.
Well, come here and get it. Come get your shit out of here.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave.
Look at the person's phone. Okay, come get your shit out.
What?
Okay, sure, I'll be down there.
Why are you putting me on speaker? That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's not real. That's
what? Real. It's not real because I know you put me on speaker?
Shut up, bitch.
That makes a lot of sense.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey. Hey, how dare you?
Yeah, fuck you. Whoever the fuck you are, ho.
I love you.
Don't be calling my phone and talk about no bullshit.
Can we kiss on the lips?
What'd you say?
Nothing. I said I'm hanging up now. Goodbye.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, yes, you do.
I was on here. And first of all,
I don't know you either. I just want
apartment
you,
I stay in.
I want you to come get your shit out of here.
You said come get your shit out of there?
Yeah, hurry up. Why are you talking to someone else while you're on the phone with me? That's rude.
Wait. What apartment complex do I stay in?
I think you should know where you live. So that's going to be what you have to figure out for you to come.
What's
get,
my zip code?
Come get
What's
your
the
box.
Zip code to the apartment?
I ain't telling you shit, lady. Just come get your shit out of here.
what this is. All right.
I love you, Vanessa. Bye. Well, that didn't work out too well, but at least I'm having a pretty good answer rate. Maybe because it's Christmas break.
Hello.
Hey, is this Malakia?
Malika?
No, Malakia.
Malika?
I don't think so. No, I must have the wrong number. This is like M A L A Y.
Malika, who is calling?
Oh, I'm calling from UPS. We were trying to deliver a package to you, and they said you're not there anymore.
On 9823 Drive?
Oh, no, on 9 College Hill Drive.
Well, where is the package from?
Oh, I don't know who it's from, but I couldn't deliver it. Like, do you live there still on College Hill?
Yeah, that's my campus building address, but school is not open right now. Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Send in a package over there.
Well, my shift's about over. Is it okay if I just bring your package home to my house? I'll deliver it when you get back, I guess. But can I open it?
No.
Why?
Get off my phone.
Why'd you say that?
Because who is this? Who
played
on my phone?
I'm not playing. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
What's your name?
This is Steve Dave still. I told you that before. And
no, you didn't.
I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm picking up.
Hey, don't hang up. Malik, hey.
A UPS driver.
Listen here.
Talking to this on my phone.
Listen here, Malikia. You need to, just calm down. Calm your ass down, okay? Well, shit. She hung up on me. She doesn't even know how to pronounce her own name.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Rob.
Yes.
This is David from the landlord's office for your apartment 12.
Yes, can I help you?
Well, you left some stuff behind here. And you should probably come pick this up.
I don't know who this is or what landlord I would have. I don't rent. I own my condo. I don't know.
Why do you live in apartment 12 then?
Because I own it.
Bullshit. You need to come here and get your shit out of here.
Who is this?
I already told you. Just come over here and get your shit.
I think you're very confused, and I don't appreciate your language, and I don't understand what this call is about.
Oh, you just left some stuff behind.
Yeah, I understand that you're saying I left things behind, and you seem to know that I live in Unit 12, but yeah. That is an owned unit by me.
Listen.
And there's no way that I left anything behind because I permanently live there.
Well, not permanently. We're all going to die someday.
Man, you might die sooner or later if you keep wasting my time.
Hey, at least I'm not threatening you, right?
I didn't perceive a threat there. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Come get your shit out of here. Hurry up. I don't have all day. Just come down here to the office and pick it up. Hey, tell that man in the background.
What is your name? David, what's your last name?
You tell that man in the background to shut the fuck up. He's not on the phone. This is your phone call.
Excuse me?
You tell him to shut the fuck up.
I told who to shut the fuck up?
That man in the background.
The man in the background?
Yeah. It's Bob, and I'm in Newbern. If you want to come over here and tell me to shut the fuck up, you're welcome to.
I don't need to come over there because I'm telling you over the phone. Shut the fuck up, Bob.
Well, I'm telling you to come over here and tell me man, shit, tell me to shut up, and I don't believe you're going to do it.
I think your jaw's probably going to get wired shut, you punk-ass bitch.
Nuh-uh. Did you perceive a threat that time?
Uh-uh. Well, come on over here then, bitch. And I'll be home. When I get home, I hope you're there, because I'm going to beat the shit out of you, personally. And you'll be lucky if you don't get shot.
Oh, you'll never beat the shit out of me.
If you're up on my property, you're probably going
to
get shot.
You're not allowed to shoot me. You're not allowed to shoot me. Not on a...
If you're near my property, and it's private property, you damn well will get
well,
shot.
Well, no, it's not private property.
Try me
you live in a
try me
you
on,
live
bitch.
In an apartment.
Try me on, bitch.
You can't
no,
shoot
it's not
people.
An apartment, it's a condo. So you're wrong again.
You can't shoot people from your apartment. That'll get you kicked out.
Look, I'm you're wasting my time. So I don't have any time to deal with.
Tell your boyfriend to shut the fuck up, okay?
All right, bitch. I have no idea what this bitch wants. I think he's just a bitch.
Wow, I really upset you when
anyway,
I called him
I
your boyfriend, didn't I?
I don't have any more time to waste with you, but have a good day. And if I catch you around there, it's your ass. Just know that.
Woo. My ass. My back.
Have a good day.
All right, I love you. My something, my crack. I forget how that goes. I just assumed that would be a student because it was had an apartment number that looked weird. I guess because it was a condo. And do you ever really own your condo? Come on.
Hello.
Oh, hey, is this Valeria?
This is her.
Oh, hey there. This is Brad. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club here in town. And I wanted to let you know we're going to be coming to your house today to do metal detecting in your yard.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be there in about 20 minutes. There's just going to be a van.
Okay.
Van, the church van full of us. We're going to metal detect in your yard.
Okay. Was this a request or?
Well, I guess. As long as you say yes.
Okay. I'm just asking, like, I'm not sure. This is the first time I've ever heard of anybody coming in to do metal detecting. So I wasn't sure if this is like city or.
Oh, no, I'm not with the city. No, we're just a club. We're nerds.
Ah, okay. All right. Well,
we're going to be digging a little bit. We're going to have like little gardening shovels.
Okay.
But you know, we'll put the grass and the dirt back.
Okay.
And
all right.
We'll just be going around your front yard and your backyard and looking for metal things.
Okay. And how did you get this number?
Oh, I looked it up on the internet.
Oh, okay. And what group with you are you with?
The Royco Metal Detecting Club.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be there for a couple hours. And I mean, unless we find something big, then we'll have to get out the big shovels and, you know, really start digging.
Okay. Well, my husband's actually not home right now. Would you mind calling him and asking him that? Because I'm not going to be home and I don't know how he feels about.
Oh,
I know
sure.
We have a yard project right now.
Yeah, I could do that. Oh, you have a yard project going on?
Yes.
Oh, which one?
We're just wanting to kind of revamp it. We're working on selling the house, so we don't really want to have like random holes.
Okay. Okay.
So if you
yeah,
could call
sure.
my husband, that would be even better.
Okay, yeah. What's his number?
Let's see.
Wait, you don't know his number by heart?
No.
That's weird. You should really... I mean, I know people don't remember phone numbers anymore, but you should at least know your husband's. Like, what if you end up in jail and you have to call him? But you lost...
This is going to be a really strange call.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just thought it was weird he didn't know his number. I'll be quiet.
All right, well, his number is 4
uh-huh.
5-3-8.
Okay. All right, I'm going to call him. Is he at work?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm going to call him.
Okay.
Should I call him on three-way and we can all talk? Crap. Okay, she hung up on me when I said that, so let's quickly call this number.
All circuits are busy now.
What?
Please try
what?
Your call again.
No, they're not. Come on.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
She lied to me. She gave me the wrong number. I really wanted to talk to her husband because she was so agreeable about everything. She's just like, sure, I don't care. Dig up our yard. And she was starting to get weirded out, but then I calmed down because she's going to give me her husband.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jesus?
Yeah, is this calling?
This is Greg. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. Do you still live on 6 Maple? We're going to come over there and do some metal detecting.
How did you get this information?
I looked it up on the internet. I just want to know, though. I'm with the club. We're going to come over in a van, and we're just going to metal detect in your yard.
I'm not even home.
Okay, well, no, that's perfect then, because we don't want you nosing around anyway while we're trying to metal detect. Because usually, people, they try and get in the way and stop us from digging and stuff.
Right.
So
who is it?
What?
So who is this?
My name is Greg. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. There's going to be about 7 of us. We're taking 2 cars over.
Right. Yeah, no, don't do that.
What do you mean, right? Like I'm lying?
No, like, don't do that.
Oh, well, no, it's too late. We the other car is already on the way, and we're getting ready to take off now. I was just packing up my gear.
Right.
What do you mean, right? You're acting like I'm lying. Oh, that got rid of him. He doesn't like those jokes about his name. Okay, I'm now sorting these receipts, and I'm making a pile of people with no address, and a pile of apartment numbers, and I'm making a pile of houses, because I want to call houses, and I want to talk to them about metal detecting. Here's one that might be a house.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Meredith?
Yes.
Oh, this is Brad. I run the local metal detecting club. And okay. We're going to come to your yard today. Do you still live over on Chesapeake?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're just going to come over. There's going to be a couple carfuls of us, and we all have metal detectors. We're just going to walk around your yard and metal detect. See if we find
any. I'm sorry?
We're going to be there in about 20 minutes. We're going to do some metal detecting in your yard.
Metal detecting in our yard.
Yeah, you know what a metal detector is?
I do.
It goes beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be just metal detecting in your yard and looking for valuables and, you know, maybe lost items. Stuff like that.
I don't think that that's what's going to happen today.
Well, oh no, we're on the other car's on the way over already.
No, that's not going to happen today.
Oh, yes, it is. No, we're going to be there in about 15, 20 minutes. I'm just packing up my gear. I'm going to get on the way over as soon as we hang up.
Who is this?
Why are you being weird about it?
I'm not being weird about it. Who is this?
My name is Greg.
Yeah, you're not. No, that's not going to happen today.
Oh, yes,
Greg.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Look, we're not going to do anything wrong. We'll stick to the front yard. We're just going to just walk around.
No.
Okay, we'll do the backyard too.
No.
Then.
No, you're not.
Why? What are you hiding?
Who knows?
Do you bury some bodies or something?
Possibly.
Okay, well.
Who is this?
Oh, I already told you 2 times now. Do you want me to tell you for a 3rd time? Time number 3.
Okay.
My name is Greg.
Okay, Greg. All right.
All right. I'll see you, 15, 20 minutes.
You better not.
No, it's okay. We're a metal detecting club. We're harmless. We're nerds.
That's great. That's great.
We like when
you
the
can
metal,
go somewhere else, Greg.
We like when the metal detectors beep. They're like beep, 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 beep. That really gets our dicks hard.
Understood. Okay.
All right. We're going to come over and do some beep, beep, beeping.
Try it. All right.
Oh,
thanks,
will.
Greg.
Hey, you better not shoot any of us because that's illegal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.
You'll go to jail. You're not allowed to murder. Okay. Finally, we got someone that has a problem with it. I've deleted a couple of calls right before hers where it was just college guys living together in a house. And they're like, hell yeah, come on over. No problem. And they just refuse to care about anything. It was a bunch of bullshit. People should be overly possessive of their yards.
Captain speaking.
What? I'm calling for Catherine.
Catherine speaking.
Oh, hey. Quit pretending you're a business, ma'am. Well, I'm calling from Domino's. And
excuse me?
I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. And you ordered a pizza from us on September 2nd last year. at like 7 in the evening.
And where are you located?
Domino's Pizza.
In what city? Okay.
Are you convinced now that I'm not full of crap? I mean, geez.
It's still kind of a weird phone call.
Okay, well, I haven't even got to the whole point yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, we got your receipt here, and it got shoved kind of behind the computer monitor here on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'm a little high right now. I don't know. I guess there's no point to me calling you.
But okay, so
I found your receipt.
I bought a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I bought a pizza in September of last year, and you found my receipt behind your register, and you're calling me to tell me that you found the receipt?
Yeah, kind of behind the computer monitor. You know, sometimes they get shoved back there. They'll fall off the pizza box and get shoved back there. And yeah, I saw yours here, and it has your name and phone number and address and everything. And yeah, I just wanted to say, yeah, I found it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Finders keepers. Your total was $18.43.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't even remember that. So.
Oh, wow. You don't order pizzas from us very much?
No, I don't live there either.
Oh, one of those college people.
No. No.
Oh, you do a lot of work in the... around the college?
I do. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we have an office in...
Okay. Well, I didn't call to just listen to you brag about all the stuff you have and all the businesses you run.
Okay. What did you call for then?
Well, do you want this receipt back?
No, that's okay, but thank you for...
It was supposed to be in your pizza box.
Okay. I'm sure the pizza was perfectly fine without the receipt.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure that didn't ruin it. But enjoy your high.
Yeah, how'd you know I was high? Oh my God, who are you? Are you the fucking cops?
You told me you were high. Who is this?
I don't appreciate you snitching on me. This is Roy.
Oh. Hi, Roy.
Hi. You having a good day?
Yeah, it's a great day so far. How about you?
Oh, it's been all right. You know, working.
Yeah, high at work.
Yeah.
Who gets to do that?
Every day. Pretty much every employee at Domino's across the country.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a perk.
That's interesting. Yeah. Is that in the job description that you're allowed to smoke?
Well, it's just kind of, you know, it's just kind of the way it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you have other people to call, Roy, and about their receipts. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to dig behind this monitor some more. Maybe I'll find some more crap.
Okay. You have a great day, sir.
Can I take your receipt home with me and put it in my room?
You can do whatever you want with that receipt, Roy.
Okay, all right. I'm going to put it up on my bulletin board. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you. Bye. I thought she would be a little angrier over my weirdness, but nope.
Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hey, this is Greg. I was calling for Mac. I'm your neighbor.
Thanks, Greg. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry, this person is...
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for Mac.
McKenna?
Oh, I don't know. It just says Mac on here.
Yeah, I'm McKenna.
Okay, hey, Mac.
Hi.
You still live on Oak Street?
No.
Ah, shoot. We were going to metal detect on Oak Street at your old address, I guess.
On Oak Street? I don't live on...
Well, I just looked it up on the internet. It says South Oak Street.
For what?
Oh, because we got metal detectors. I'm in a metal detecting club. We're going to go over there. And we are going to just metal detect the heck out of that yard.
Do you want the people that live there?
Oh, yeah. Did they...
South Oak Street?
Yeah. Yeah, what, how, like, you just rented from them or something?
No, I know who they are. They're my friends.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll give her your number.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have my number?
You called me.
Well, I spoofed my number, though.
Oh, here, you can give it to me.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
341-628-518.
All right, thank you.
That's my social security number.
What?
Well, that's why there's only 9 digits, just in case.
I want your phone number.
Oh, okay, you ready? 341. She hung up on me before I could give it out again. Now she's going to be wondering why someone would call her with her friend's address, and they're going to get all worried about it.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Oh, hey. I'm your neighbor. I live down the road a little bit on Myrtle.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to let you know, me and my metal detecting club, we're coming to your house. We're going to do metal detecting in your yard.
Huh?
Metal detecting. You know what a metal detector is?
Yes, I know what a metal detector is, but why are you coming to my house to do that?
Oh, we're just picking houses at random. And we're a club. We've got like 7 members. There might be an 8th today.
I don't need anybody coming to my house to do anything. How did you get my number?
Ma'am, we're just going to be metal detecting. That's all. You're just going to hear a bunch of beep, beep, beeping out in the yard. And
I don't need anybody in my yard. If you come in my yard, you're trespassing.
But you're not doing anything in your yard today.
Didn't I say no?
Oh, ma'am, come on. We're a club. We're harmless.
I don't care who you are. I don't give a damn who you are.
Well, we just want
to... I said no.
We want to metal detect and dig up stuff that we find.
Okay, come in my yard. I got some metal detector for you.
So you're saying that we can?
I'm leaving it up to you.
Okay, all right. We'll be there in about 15, 20 minutes. We're not too far away. We're just getting our gear all packed up. We're just going to metal detect, and if we find anything super valuable, we'll share it with you.
Like I said, bring your ass to my house if you want to.
Okay,
it's
I'm going
to.
It's
going to be some problems.
What kind of problems?
It's going to be some problems.
Ma'am, it's not illegal to metal detect.
What the fuck did I just tell you? Didn't I say don't bring your ass to my house?
You told me to come over. You said come on over.
Didn't I just tell you don't bring your ass to my house?
But then you said come over. You're sending mixed messages.
And then this number is coming up, Dollar General.
So that's,
but you a metal detector?
Yeah, I'm almost off work, and then I'll be right over, and then we'll be metal detecting.
To get your ass kicked. That's what you. So you'll be right over to get your ass kicked.
You better not kick my ass.
Is that what you saying to me?
We're a bunch of kids. You can't kick our ass. That's illegal.
I bet you. It's illegal for you to bring your ass in my yard when I said no.
You told
that's
me.
That's what's illegal.
You said no, and then you said yes, motherfucker.
And then okay, and now I'm telling you no.
Well, no, you said yes. I have a recording of you saying...
I'll tell you what. Okay. So you think this shit is a game? I got you.
So you just said okay a bunch. That sounded like... Man, I forgot I was calling from Dollar General. I bet you they've gotten some weird calls today. You know, I think it's about time we wrap it up, but we need to call up Dollar General. Call up the final boss and see how they're doing. Well, darn. I've been calling Dollar General over and over and over. I've called 3 times now. Hello? Oh, yeah, it stopped ringing this time. Before, it just rang a bunch and then hung up on me by itself, I think. But I guess Dollar General is not taking calls today for some reason. That sucks. I really wanted to know how they're doing today. I do have a couple more receipts here that have regular addresses on them. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Tina?
Hello?
Hello, Tina?
Yeah, the wrong number.
No, I don't. I know this is Tina. I know your voice.
No, you don't.
Come on. I know. Admit you're Tina. All right, that's the end of Tina. I guess that was the wrong number.
Leave a short message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, Quizm, I don't appreciate you telling me what to do on your voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Darn, darn, darn. All right, that's going to be it for today, I guess, then. It's time for voicemails. But I'm not complaining. That last lady I actually talked to, the one that was hollering a lot, she was awesome. What a great way to end the show.
What's up, RBCP? It's Mr. Lonely Goat.
Hey.
Driving from Kansas to Texas. I haven't called in a long time, so I figured I'd call and then give you a life update.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember or not, but I called a few months back and asked if you had any advice about interviews, because I was going to do an interview. I did end up getting the job, but I ultimately turned it down because I'm going to work in Texas for general contractor that I've been working for, the Project Stargate.
Yeah.
Don't try to get me to leak any super massive secrets, but getting close for over 30 seconds. Okay, love you. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Lonely Goat. Good to hear from you again. I completely forgot that you emailed me about that stuff, and I don't remember what I said back. Hopefully it was good advice.
Brad Tarter, you beautiful boy, my sweetie baby. I just want to let you know that I downloaded your PLA Media Torrent that you refreshed and updated and re-released in October.
Good.
And I just want to tell you that it is a true thing of beauty, the way that you have organized it so beautifully, and the way that every single file is placed in it with care.
Oh, you
just love that.
That's how my whole hard drive is. I'm very anal.
You took the time to do this, and thank you, because what a wonderful thing it is. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all.
If you haven't downloaded the torrent yet, it's at phonelosers.com/torrent. It has every show on it, every prank call, bunch of videos, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Hello, it's Mullen Wolf. I'm calling you from Japan. Small little, like, phone booth, Ibuzuki, in, like, the middle of nowhere.
Woo.
Southern end. Found a phone booth, thought I'd try it. Called international. I don't know how to read the instructions, so I use Google Translate. Worked out pretty well. Bye.
Yay. Sounds good. That's weird that they still have phone booths.
Hello, Brad. Doesn't matter who this is. First of all, I was happy to hear my last voicemail on the show and make you think of Black Cocks. That was great. I was worried my connection would be bad or that I would stumble over my words and be incoherent, but it all worked out, right? You know why that wouldn't happen though, Brad? Because I was rushing. Because 30 fucking seconds, right? For those of you that have been listening for...
This is a 55-second long voicemail, so you've ruined it.
A few years, there was a time long ago, before COVID, when voicemails could be up to a minute long. It's a whole fucking minute.
All right, 33 seconds. Sorry, I have to cut you off. That was real interesting what you were saying, though.
Brad, Roy, Cactus, Chad, been a long time. Brooklyn Papa here. Boy, do I miss you. Haven't left you a message in a while.
Wow.
Figured I'd call in and say hello. I've been listening to you a lot. Really been enjoying all the YouTube uploads. Things are going good.
Thank you.
Kiddos are going through school. I'm going through it. It's great. Heading to Punta Cana for a vacation with them shortly. All-inclusive resort. Just wanted to let you know.
Bragging. And
continuously inspire and pump up my day, my friend. Thank you so much, and hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Brad. It's Brown Teresa with the end of the year interview question for you.
What?
So, what's your favorite thing to eat, Braddy?
That's a thing.
So, what's your favorite meal?
Meals.
Second question is, when was the last time a part of your body was in somebody else's body? And lastly,
I don't like these questions.
What'd you get for Christmas? What was your top favorite Christmas present? If you got nothing for Christmas, Brad, what did you want to get for Christmas? Okay, love you. Bye. And happy New Year. Happy birthday. Happy Christmas. See ya.
Merry Christmas, Brown Teresa. My favorite food's Eggo waffles. I'm just saying that because I eat those for breakfast like every day because I'm lazy.
Brad, hey. Happy New Year, you son of a bitch, you.
Thank you.
I just heard an ad on YouTube. and the person said their name was Natalie, so I had an idea. Natalie, Natalie, I want to figure you under a ball drop. Okay, bye.
That was weird.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Hey.
So I was doing some phone calls with Tiffany and Ron Mexico, and, I had a problem with the manhole cover that was, near my house, and so I called the manhole hotline, and I was trying to get some assistance, and they just kept transferring me around to different men, and they were just, nobody was helpful. In fact, some of them were really, pretty creepy, and you wouldn't believe what they were doing while they were, supposed to be taking these customer service calls. All I was looking for was some help with what I'm supposed to do with this manhole cover. But, I don't know. I guess I just couldn't imagine being their HR department is all I can say. All right. Well, anyway, see you, Brad. Bye.
Okay, Crimson. Thanks for that voicemail. You know what? I think we're done for the day. I'm done with all these voicemails. I need to edit my show. So thank you, sponsors Todd L., Theo P., Austin E., KC Deeply, and Roy the Magnificent. By the way, Roy the Magnificent, if that was you that made the website where Roy was a magician during Ding Timber, that was awesome. I loved it. I really hoped that somebody would give me shit for being a magician, but that never happened. Maybe next year, though. Don't forget to go buy a hardcover book if you want a hardcover book. And I guess since that's kind of done now, I gotta start working on the audiobook more and get that finished up. I've got this list of things that I didn't get done last year, even though I meant to, and the audiobook was one of them. The hardcover book was another. I meant to do an album last year. I didn't do that. I didn't do shit. Thanks everybody for listening and being supportive and all that stuff. I'm going to end today's show with a song by Mana1. He sent me a few songs that he made with Suno AI, and all of them are awesome. I'm going to play one of them right now. Thanks, Mana1, for sending this in.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, this is the phone company calling. Got some news for you that might be exciting. We're changing your phone number tomorrow at noon. New digits are assigned, it's happening real soon.
Wait, what? Changing my number? You can't do that. I've had this number for years. Where you coming at?
Ma'am, I got the paperwork. It's all legit here. Someone outbid you at the phone number auction this year. They paid $300 fair and square. Your number's expired anyway, just so you're aware.
Expire? Phone numbers don't expire, fool. An auction? What kind of scam are you trying to pull?
Ma'am, all numbers expire every 7 years. It's in the fine print. Been that way for years. Plus your HOA, that's Homeowners Association. Filed a complaint about your number's reputation.
My number's reputation? That doesn't make sense. You're talking absolute nonsense. This is so
weird. See, the letters on your number key spell out a curse word. When you dial it on the keypad, something absurd. Your HOA president finds it offensive to see. Plus, he hates the number 8. You got 3.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not changing my number. This is causing me strife.
Ma'am, it gets worse. Your area code's been retired. We're moving you to New Zealand as required. Plus 6404. That's Wellington, his hometown. HOA president's homesick, feeling down.
New Zealand? Are you out of your mind? That's international, the most ridiculous thing I could find.
My manager, that's RBCP, he signed off on the switch. Also, your number was flagged for numerology glitch. Too many odd numbers create bad energy flow. Feng Shui consultant said it's gotta go.
Feng Shui, numerology, you've completely lost it. I'm reporting you to the FCC, I'm gonna audit.
Wait, ma'am, we're also updating your ringtone to dubstep.
I'm hanging up now, you're insane!
Ha ha!
Ha ha!